We are definitely blessed with a wonderful ministerial staff and have been for years. It's a true blessing. Corbin, would you mind to help me this morning with this? And before we start that, if you have a praise or prayer request, just ask that you wait until you have the microphone to say your name and the request just so that everybody can hear. I would like to say welcome back to Wayne and the Langstons from Oregon. And do we have any first-time guests or visitors that wouldn't mind to introduce themselves this morning? And if not, that's perfectly fine. I get it. There's a visitor card in the back of the pew, and I'd like to say it's wonderful to have you. And welcome, always. Do we have any praises or prayer requests this morning? Charla?
My name's Charla. I have an unspoken. And also, if y'all could remember Melinda McClendon and her cancer journey. And my friend Jamie is doing well, and hopefully she'll be back to work in about a month. So if y'all could remember Jamie Forrester also, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Right up here, Corbin.
Lori, and I want to pray for my friend Mary Jane that I see out in Florida. She got some more bad news this week, and we're just hoping that she does not now have cancer. So I'd like to pray for Mary Jane.
Yes, ma'am. Louise.
Louise, I'd like to say a prayer for Mary. She called me last night and said she was hoping she'd be able to get to church this morning. But I don't see her, and I know it's a difficulty sometimes for her to get up and around, and I think we need to continue our prayers for her strength and ability to be able to do what she wants to do. And also, I have a niece that has Parkinson's disease, and I'd like continued prayers for her.
And what's Lisa, her name, Louise?
Her name is Lisa. You need her last name.
No, God knows who she is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else on this side? Okay, how about over here? Yeah, right up here with Heather.
I'm Heather, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for all the prayers. They were really felt, and the meals and taking the girls. And so just we are so blessed by this church family, so thank you. And our son made it to South Carolina with Wayne, and if you'll just continue to pray for Jet, just being so far away from home and just adjusting there.
Anybody else over here? David.
Yeah, I have two here. First off, I'm lifting up with the Bible translators, Greg and Rondi Orenberg. Rondi's father here in the States has become ill. She thought she was going to have to fly home and to be with him because they were thinking maybe this was his last few months on earth or whatever. But as it turned out, they got him stabilized, and he's doing better. So, but just lift him up in your prayer. I don't know. Do you know his name? Ron is his first name. So if you pray for him, that's Rondi Orenberg's father. Secondly, just continue lifting up my sister. She has been diagnosed with diabetes type 2, and she still has yet to see the cardiologist in the next coming week or two. So just lift her up, please. Thank you.
Yeah, Penny, back here. That way we'll all hear Penny.
My name is Penny, and I have two prayer requests. Number one, my brother is scheduled for his third surgery to have brain tumors removed. So let's keep him in our prayers. Keep me in your prayers for that. And also, I would like to request prayer, and I'm going to try and do this without crying. I'm going to fail miserably. So
that's fine.
That's how it is. So, Randy's brother is dying. He's in the last stages of cancer. His name is Ricky, and God needs to save him. He needs to accept Jesus as his Savior. And so far he doesn't want to talk anything about God, anything about Jesus, anything about are you right, are you ready? And that's what we're praying for, that God changes his heart, that he sends somebody to him that Ricky's heart will be softened and he will listen and receive the message, and that he won't leave this world without being saved. So we need help. We need prayer for Ricky, that he finds salvation.
And what was your brother's name, Penny?
My brother's name is Wayne.
Wayne. Thank you. Now, Brenda. I think it got turned off. Try the button, Brenda. I think it's on now.
Hello.
Hank's techie. He'll make it work.
The only reason I'm doing this is because somebody showed me how to do it.
Hello.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm Brenda, and I would like to ask prayer for my friend Vince. His wife, Nancy, is not here this morning, and I just learned that she has had surgery, and she's home recovering. So I'd like to ask prayer for her recovery, please.
And that's Nancy?
Nancy Wright.
Vince and Nancy, yep. All right. I have a couple here that I was given. Prayers for safe travels for the Tahlequah cross-country team this coming Saturday. They're traveling to Oklahoma City. So keep them in your prayers for travel mercies. And for Debbie Borchardt's dad, Albert, he's in the hospital with pneumonia. I think he has been since Wednesday in the hospital. So prayers for Albert on his pneumonia recovery. Anyone else this morning? All right, if not, we'll have our prayer song. Okay. Pete Hall's having surgery Wednesday. Thanks. Okay, thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you again, we are just so thankful for this time that you give us to gather as a church family to hear your word and to worship you, Lord. And we just, from this list of prayer requests, Lord, we just know how much we truly do need you. And we just pray that you would be with each of these situations and attend to them as best for those folks, Lord. And we know that we are a very impatient lot, and we just like our prayers answered yesterday, Lord, but we know that they'll be answered in your time and best for us, Lord. So as we bring these prayer requests, we just ask that you would be with them and watch over each and every one. We're thankful for Wayne and the Langstons to be back after travels this past week. And also that you would, with Wayne getting back home, that you would just be with Jet as he's in South Carolina and moved a long way from home and for the first time. And we just ask that you'd be with him, guide his ways as he takes on a new job down there and starts a new life, Lord. So we just pray for Jet right now. We'd like to lift up this unspoken prayer for Charla. And, Lord, you know what's going on. We just ask that you would be with her and comfort her. And also Melinda McClinton, who's in her cancer treatments, Lord, that you would just be with her and comfort her at this time and her family and continue to be with the doctors and bless them, Lord. And also Jamie, who's Forrester, who's been off work for quite a while and maybe be able to come back shortly, and we just pray for her and that she will be able to get back and be able to take care of her job, Lord. We are thankful that Heather's back with us this morning, Lord, and her praises for folks praying for her and stepping up with meals, Lord, and we just thank you for that and just pray that you'd continue to be with Heather and help her to recover fully, Lord. And we ask blessing upon Rondi Orenberg's father, who's ill, as she's a Bible translator over there and a long way from her dad, and we just pray that you would be with him and allow the doctors to come up with whatever treatment he might need to help him to recover. And then also David's sister, who has diabetes, Lord, and needs to be able to get a cardiologist appointment, that you would just be with that and help that to come about quickly, Lord. And want to lift up Penny's brother, Wayne, who's having his third surgery for the brain tumors, Lord, and that you would be with him and, of course, be with the doctors as they perform this surgery, and that he would be able to recover quickly. And we especially want to pray for Randy's brother, Ricky, Lord, who is dying from cancer, Lord, and that you would be with him and just help soften his heart, that he might look to you, Lord, for peace and strength through this time, and that you would bring something, someone to him that would be able to break that ice, Lord, that would help him to see the peace that he can have in you when he gives his life to you, Lord. And we just pray for that, as time may be very short, Lord. And we ask that you would be with Brenda's friend, Vince, and just watch over him. And then also Nancy, who's recovering from surgery, that you would be with her and help her recovery to go well. And we do want to lift up the cross country team from down here in Tahlequah that will be going to Oklahoma City this coming week. And Maddie, of course, is on that team. And just ask that you would be with that group and that give them safe trip over there and just help them to perform at their best, Lord. And be with them as they travel. We want to lift up Debbie Bruchard's father, and has pneumonia and is in the hospital, and that you would be with him, help him to be able to recover and be able to get out of the hospital and return home, Lord, and be with his doctors also. And as always, Lord, we want to lift up our military and our first responders who put their lives on the line each day for us and to give us the freedom that we enjoy, Lord. And lift up Israel as well, all that's happening over there, and our leaders as well. They try to address some of the problems over there, that you'd just be with them and guide their steps, Lord, that they might do as you would have them to do. And we also want to lift up Pete right now, as he's going to have hip surgery on Wednesday, Lord, that you would be with him and give him comfort and strength through this time, and also the doctors that will be performing the surgery. Watch over them and guide their hands, Lord, and be with Sally as she comes around him to take care of him while he's recovering from surgery. And also, Lord, we just thank you again for the message that James brought. I ask that you'd be with us now through our Sunday school time, and just let us be a blessing to you. And we just pray all these things in your name. Amen.